Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast. I know it's been a long time since I last posted an episode and I am very sorry for it, but as you guys may know, I am all for mental health and really not forcing anything that doesn't feel natural and organic, so I'm not posting any episode that I feel is forced. So it's just now that I truly find time to just be on my podcast host self again. And but I know that a lot of you are still listening to this podcast and actually messaging me up for updates and things like that. But I am in a good state of mind. It's just that I've been busy with my personal life, and only today that I've found the time to really discuss a song that I truly enjoy listening to. Actually, a lot of times at night, I wanted to really record because, like, every day I've been, you know, processing and listening to new music, and it's just that now that it triggers me that I really miss recording. And I think the perfect song for me to share with you all is this particular song that you see on the title of this episode. And the song is by Leon. It's called Dancer. Okay. So this song actually has been released last year, 2021. And it has been included in the 2022 album Circles. And it, obviously, this is actually the single for the said album. And I guess, you know, not a lot of you know who this Leon girl is. And well, actually, it's just, I guess, last year that I truly had her in the loop. But she was quite popular in the indie pop scene already for the past 6-5 years. Yeah, so she actually is a singer-songwriter born in Stockholm, Sweden. And I'm not entirely sure if I've already said my love with Swedish music people. I mean, like, artists coming from Sweden. Because they're all good. We all know, of course, Swedish House Mafia. Which I am assuming are all from Sweden. But anyway, yeah, so the vibe of the song is similar to that, you know, the energy, the pop, the poppiness of Swedish House Mafia. It's very similar to that. And I'd like for you guys to listen to this because I'm obsessed. And I'd like for you to understand my obsession about the song. So let's listen in. I've been Alright, so it actually sounds disco-y, pop, you know, there's a lot of synths, there's a lot of, like, heavy bass, and I think we're going into, again, the era of disco, having Dua Lipa, and Harry Styles, and a lot of these people that we love, releasing poppy songs again, and I think this should be included in that vibe. As you can obviously heard from what she's singing, so she's saying that I've been lost, staring at the ceiling, here it comes, afraid I caught a feeling. So basically the song is about falling in love again. I mean, after a long time, catching that love bug again. And it was perfectly written on some levels of at least how you'll voice out the first instance of getting this love bug again. I mean, it's that. And it's nakakakilig, right? And let's listen further to the song just so you get to appreciate with me. Did you hear that? So what she's saying is that, and now it's gone to my head and it's cruel. Now I'm lost. Sabi niya. And I guess it really confuses the shit out of people when there's this unfamiliar feeling of love or getting in love with somebody, you know? And it's interesting. That feeling is very universal, I think. And unless, I guess, if you're aromantic. But for the most people that I know, they actually are having the same feelings that this persona is saying. So let's go into and listen to the chorus. And it's true. So that's the pre-chorus. Okay, super interesting lines out there. And it's true, now I'm riding high on a fever. It's you, like a wave, it hits, I go deeper. Ah, what? Like the image of having been hit by a wave, you know, you're getting drowned by the love, but you go as you go deeper, it gets more serene, I guess, in a sense. Because like when you're in deep, right, in deep seas, you'll see the serenity there is. And I think that's the image that Leon wants us to see. So let's go in and listen to the chorus. It's my favorite. The dancer in the dark, or the beat of my heart, or the evening sky. You guys hear that? You're the dancer in the dark, oh, the beat of my heart. You're the evening sky, you're my morning dove. And I drive around at night trying to catch my breath. You're the tear in my eye, the pain in my chest. Actually, those last two lines are my fave. Like, when you're really falling in love with a person, that's just how it is. I mean, I love like how it begins saying you're the dancer in the dark. Like, of course, I am going out more often now and I truly enjoy dancing with my friends and in the club. And that image of you in the dark or like flashing lights, but mostly in the dark, dancing around and, you know, being carefree and all this, just vibing around the music and just putting it in the lines of the song. You're the dancer in the dark, oh, the beat of my heart. It's like you're just that person who represents freedom, I guess. And you are the person that I want to emulate and things like that. You know, you're there and you're a vision to see, even though you're in the dark, but it seems that you're all over the place and I basically am in love and enthralled by you. I like that. That's the word that I'm looking for. So I also like the, and I drive around at night trying to catch my breath. I love nighttime driving. Not that I'm driving yet, but I mean, I like to ride in a car at night because there's no traffic. It's freeing, like that. I guess the persona is saying that, you know, that person that he or she fell in love with is just freeing. And that's actually what love is. It's freeing. It's makes you fine. It makes you just want to be joyful and things like that. But I mean, on the last two lines of the chorus, you're the tear in my eye, the pain in my chest. Like, you affected me that much. Like, if I think of you, it's just makes me cry. That, I don't know, because I am too much in love with you. And I guess like part of me is questioning if it will be forever, like the pain in my chest. I can't pinpoint in words like how those two lines basically mean to me, but it just makes sense. Like, tear in my eye, the pain in my chest. I don't know. I think that's just how love is, I guess. It just makes you wanna cuddle at night and just cry because, like, I love you too much, I cannot! Things like that. But yeah, I like this song so much. So please, guys, take a listen to this. And I really am hoping this goes number one in the Billboard charts because I really wanna hear this in the club. But if not, I'm gonna play it every time. Like, there's a party, a house party, or, you know, I'll just probably, like, force the DJ to play this song. But, I mean, this is such a good song for us to miss in the charts, because I just loved her voice. It's just beautiful. The song is just beautifully written, and it's such a shame if, you know, this wouldn't make it in the pop charts. But, anyway, we love indies, you know, but I just really feel that it's worth listening to, and somewhat I relate to this. Yeah, that I guess I am ready to fall in love, and that this is a momentous song, I guess. So hopefully, like, I'll get back to this episode and listen to it, and this song means more to me by the time that I listen to it back. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I really miss everybody. And if you do have any requests or any comments or anything like that, just message us up on Facebook. We do have Playlist the Podcast fan page, so please do like that, and I'll see you again or hear from you again next time. Bye.